Scientists are great at science, maybe, but not so much at being understood. When they warn of an increase in 2 or 3 degrees in the global mean temperature, it doesn't sound like much. At Climate Central, a nonprofit organization of scientists and journalists, they put a map together to help people understand. Allison Kenward is a Climate Central researcher.
What we tried to do is try to connect people, you know, what their city is going to feel like in the future with a city in the U.S. that already is that hot.
Type in Miami with its 88.5-degree average summer high, and the map leads you to Harlingen, Texas, where the average high is what Miami's will be in 2100, 94.9 degrees. Start in Harlingen, and you wind up in Casas Adobes, Arizona, with a 100-degree high. Casas Adobes, the map tells you, will be like Abu Dhabi in 2100, with highs around 109 degrees.
It's a good tool to make people start thinking about what climate change impacts means for them.
Professor Ben Kurtman studies climate at the University of Miami. He notes that the Climate Central data assumes nothing is done to stop or slow climate change. He and Ken would agree that even if we stop emitting greenhouse gases right now, a certain amount of warming is already inevitable, but that's no reason to stop trying.
When you compare that to just how hot summers could be if we continue on the same path that we've been going on, you know, that is so much hotter.
You can find the interactive map at climatecentral.org. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.